Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed, we do have our guest on the line, Mxolisi Ncube, the advocate joining us. Hello, sir. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, good evening, and thank you for having me.
Are you well this afternoon?
I cannot complain. I can find out from how you're doing and how are the listeners today.
Well, we are doing pretty well. Thank you so much for asking. We are talking about mediation this afternoon, and it's a familiar, term, theme, phrase to most people as a means of resolving labor management and in international disputes. But it also has been used to settle contract, interpersonal, human resource, and other conflicts. We want to explore more about what mediation is all about when it comes to an option in a dispute. And I must say to our listeners, we've got a person who's an expert from the legal field, Advocate Mxolisi Ncube, who is also an HR specialist. So we've got a bed killed with two stones, or two beds, one stone. I think it's the latter. Advocate, what is mediation? Let's start there.
Okay. As you correctly outlined there, mediation is when we have a dispute, it is a voluntary process, a confidential process, where we facilitate through a third party a measure of dealing with our dispute. Now, in the circles or legal circles, they call it an alternative dispute resolution measure, accounting that you could go to court to get your dispute resolved. But mediation is we negotiate, and as parties in this negotiation process, we find a mutually acceptable way of settling our dispute, where either we are both parties, we are left unhappy, both parties winning, and or you could even say where each party loses a bit and wins some, but there is never a part where one party loses and the other wins. So a mediation is a joint process.
Okay. All right.
Where we come together to find out where can we resolve the issue.
And how does that differ from arbitration?
All right. Now, arbitration is different in the sense that it has got an adjunctive process or binding process similar to a court judgment, where you place everything before a neutral arbitrator or a chairperson who would listen to both sides. And then the ultimate decision comes from the arbitrator themselves. So now mediation is where together we bring our things onto the table and we negotiate. Let's say, for example, you and I are disputing on the efficacy of our conversation right now.
Yeah.
I will say to you, I'm bringing to you my expertise. And you say to me, based on what you have read and what not, you think that what I am saying is not really having value. So we negotiate up until we find a common ground. Whereas arbitration gives it to the arbitrator to decide what is the outcome.
Ah, now I see. Wow. All right. That's a fantastic one. Now, do explain, therefore, to us the purpose and the process of mediation. What happens there?
Right. So with mediation, as I've outlined, that it is a negotiation process. Now, you will find that most of the times it is a dispute on, for example, I'm knowing in the labor side of things, there is the salary negotiations where people say, you know, we were asking for a 5% increase or wage increase or allowances increase. We would then say, okay, fine, because we are not seeing eye to eye, let's find a process to follow that. Now, the process now involves the parties and a neutral party to be in between. So unlike the arbitration where the arbitrator is one who makes the decision. The one in the mediator is a chairperson just to simply facilitate you bringing things to the table and you discussing it. So you would agree voluntarily as people who are in dispute to mediate on this matter. So which means you bring in things to bring to the table in a confidential and consensus-seeking theme amongst the parties in this matter. Then you, of course, when you negotiate, you are, one says, no, I'm being unfairly treated. This is what I want to bring to the table. The other one says, no, but we have given you too much. Other one says, no, but consider with the tax implications, et cetera, up until we actually get to say, okay, fine, I can't give you 5% increase. I can give you 3.5. Then you say that, but 3.5 will not work for me because if you say 3.5, I'm still not breaking even. Give me 3.5 and allowances. So it is give and take from both sides who come to the table to discuss the dispute and using the facts of the matter, using aspects. And of course, this is seen as an efficient way of dealing with disputes rather than going through the litigation process. You will know the litigation process is time consuming and is also has a high number of costs attached to it, from your attorneys to counsels to your experts, etc. Whereas this process has an advantage that when we mediate, we can preserve relationships. We can also come to the same party and agree mutually, and nothing is imposed on us, and everything is held within us. Whereas if we go to court, those court records become public knowledge, and it's no longer now something that is kept between the parties who are involved in the discussion.
Now, the parties that are in mediation,
yes.
Excuse me, but if they do not reach an agreement,
yes,
what then happens?
Now, we have examples of that in labor matters, of course, where we don't agree on that 5% increase. If mediation fails, we go to the arbitrator. That's the next step. Now, the CCMA, I'm sure you've known that word, is the Council for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration. Because we try and reconcile. When we fail to reconcile, we go to mediation. If we fail to mediate, then we go to arbitration. That is as a result of the Labor Relations Act. And in other countries like Zambia, Zimbabwe, and other, they have different labor forums that have the same or similar title to help with the form of mediation in that chair. So that is how basically it takes its form.
Lovely. Now you spoke about that process between, rather before a mediation, you called it
conciliation
before the mediation.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
At what stage of that conciliation would we say, now we need mediation?
Okay, so now it's at the point where we are, like, let's say, for example, as an employee, I have certain rights that are due to me, for example, an allowance. And I realize that I'm not receiving a specific allowance based on some ever, whatever reason the employer may give to me. I approach the employer to say, employer, could you please give me a reason why I'm not receiving this this allowance? The employer says to me, the allowance is for people who are not lawyers, okay? And then I feel, but I'm an employee and we are not seeing eye to eye. Then I prod the employer. The employer still maintains the position. And then I say, okay, fine, because the two of us as employer and employee are not seeing eye to eye, then we need a third person, which is then where the mediation comes in. A third party who would then facilitate the two of us discussing to say, employer, listen to what the employee is saying, and employee, listen to what the employer is saying. Yes.
I see. All right. Similar to then, if you've got now to move to arbitration, something quite similar. All right.
Yes.
Now, the person who's the mediator in the mediation process, you said there's a person who's in the middle who's collating information and who's getting these two parties to actually talk and come to an agreement. Does that person have to be a legal professional, and do the parties involved have to have a legal representative when they come to the mediation table?
Okay. Now, the general rule is, for you to be a mediator, there is no requirement to be a legal person.
I see.
However, it does help, because you know how to navigate complex issues and complex matters. Okay. So even in my experience in the CCMA, most commissioners are not necessarily legal practitioners by profession. You may find that they have a space in human resources or even in industrial relations, whatever, from all the spectrums. They are not necessarily legal people, but however, they have got experience in dealing with complex matters between people. So there's no requirement of that nature. However, as I said, it does help.
Mm-hmm.
Now, coming to the second part of your question.
Right.
If you can remind me the essence of what you're saying.
So that's the first part. And the second part was, if the two need to have legal representation when they come to the mediation table.
Right. So in most cases, this process is seen to be not informal, but it is supposed to be a cost-saving measure. But the involvement of legal practitioners is not really looked down upon. However, it is used for or reserved for the very complex matters or serious circumstances where that maybe it is too, the detail is too technical for the people who are there to handle it. I know that in most cases, if you are going to use a legal representative, you would have to apply to the commissioner or to the mediator to bring a legal person into the matter. So if you want to keep the costs low, a mediator is better without you bringing representation of a legal person. So if you do bring a legal person, of course, you know that they charge their premium, their rates per hour. Mm-hmm. Then it becomes very expensive. Now, the history behind that is when the Labor Relations Act or the labor legislation was being promulgated in South Africa, they wanted a measure to say, how can we assist the employees with a low-cost measure of them dealing with their differences or disputes without going to court? Because the court process is still there. You can still engage in that process over there. However, this is one, as I said in the beginning, an alternative dispute resolution measure, which is supposed to be cost-effective. And that's why sometimes the legal profession may be used for complex matters, where we see that in our process in mediating, these things that are here or these items we're discussing are so complex that we need legal people to help us. That is when you would then have it. So generally, it is not necessary, but it can be in certain circumstances.
Now, if the two parties, for instance, they were talking with each other and one party decides, you know what, I'm just going to court, I'm going to litigate. And in the process of litigation, he then discovers that, Norman, I can actually go through the mediation process.
Yes.
Can the mediation therefore be used when one has already started litigation and they decided they want to abandon litigation?
Yes, it's all mediation is what is called in Rule 41 of the High Court rules, a process that is welcomed at all points in the matter.
Okay,
you will find that even now, as I speak to you, approximately 3 weeks ago, there was a directive from the High Court in Gauteng. Because the number of matters on the court roll had become so much that the court roll was jam-packed. They said, look, we need to consider mediation as an added court step. Because you will find that most cases can be dealt with by mediation. I have a client at the moment who they started a court case approximately 3 months ago, and we are in the middle of the trial, of the court case, of the matter, and they realize, no, look, we can mediate this thing. Now, for that to happen, both parties need to agree, Because you, let's say, for example, you have dragged me to court, and you now say, "Ah, man, we can mediate this." And if you don't agree with the with that process, it falls flat. So we need to negotiate and agree on the, even on that, to say, look, let's go and mediate, because we can circumvent the costs around the litigation process. So it can happen, yes, at the agreement of both parties. If one party has a reservation, then it can be brought before the court, and the court can help them decide on that matter.
Beautiful stuff, man. And I'm glad that you mentioned that it is actually possible, so that anyone who is listening and may have been in the process, or perhaps have already started the process, it's not too late to turn around and say, well, let me try mediation, because it's a less cost effective. It's rather cost effective. And of course, you may actually achieve the same results you would have achieved through litigation. Xolisi, thank you so much for your time. I do appreciate all the time that you come to talk to us. We always, always learn something new. Advocate Xolisi Ncube joining us there. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much for having me. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.